Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 23rd, 2024. Well, yesterday my devotion was, "You Are the Reason," and that put me in mind of an old song that, and I can't even tell you how old it is. I just know that that's a song we used to sing. We are the reason he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us a reason to live. And so yesterday it was, "You are the reason." And now today I just want us to think about, "We are the reason." You know, Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 37, "All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." So here's what we know. You go to the book of Romans, "For those whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate, then he predestinated, then he called, and then he justified." You know, you have that golden chain there. And so what we know is that there was a covenant between God the Father and God the Son, and the covenant was this, that God promised his Son Jesus a group of people that would come to him if he would come and make the sacrifice. And so what we understand is that we are the ones that have been given to the Son by the Father. And so as the song says, we are the reason that he gave his life. We are the reason that he suffered and died. To the world was lost, he gave all that he gave. So we understand what a blessing it is today, right? We understand that we are the reason that Jesus gave his life. We are his own. We are his sheep and the people of his pasture. When it says that he lays his life down for the sheep, we understand that that's talking about us. And so today I just want you to be encouraged again that we are the reason that Jesus gave his life. And then the last line of that chorus there says, to show us a reason to live. We have a reason to live and we have a reason to love. We have a reason to live because we know we have been given by God to Jesus, and Jesus gave his life for us. And because of that, we have eternal life. And so now we have a reason to live. We have a reason to live for him, to show forth his glory. But then we also have a reason to love. We have a reason to love others. He loved us, and so we can love others. You know, I was at the baseball field this evening just watching one of the little guys that from church. You know, I just watched him play for just a little bit, that I was talking to someone there, and I was able to share the gospel with him, talk to him about his eternal soul. And you know, why can I do that? Why can I have the desire to share with this person about eternal life in Christ Jesus? I love that guy. I love him enough to share with him the truth. And the reason I love him enough to share the truth with him is because someone loved me enough to share the truth with me. And I love the Lord. The Lord's made a change in my life, and I want others to experience that change. The Lord has given me the hope of eternity, and I want this person to enjoy that same hope. So we're the reason that he gave his life. We're the reason he suffered and died. He gave us a reason to love. We can love others because he first loved us. And so today I just want to encourage you to know that you're the reason. You're one of the Lord's sheep. You are the people of his pasture. You are the reason. We are the reason that he gave his life. And then I want you to understand, he gave us a reason to love. We can love others because he loved us. Oh, what a blessing today. And I pray you're encouraged by that. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will just help us to understand we are the reason that you gave your life. You laid your life down for us. And I pray, God, because you loved us, that we will love others and share the love that you have given us with others so they might experience the love of Christ like we have. We thank you for the hope that that builds in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have a good day today. Until the next time, Brother Mark, signing off.